Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Paul Clary in Dalton. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Always a pleasure to hang out with you.
So you're now the new CEO of Lexmark. Let's cover some of that. So Todd White has handed this role to you, but he stays on as chairman, right?
Correct. Yeah, he's staying on as chairman, which is great for me because I get to have somebody here to mentor me and to make sure that we do great things on the operational side while I focus on the sales and marketing side and just building a market-leading team here.
All right, let's get into the Lexmark in just a minute. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Most people know you've been with Mohawk for, about 14 years, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, just shy of 14 years, yeah.
And you came there as a supplier to them through your relationship with Bonar.
Yeah, yeah. So Bonar is now part of Forbo. So I had 14 years with Bonar and 14 years with Mohawk. And if Lexmark keep me, I'll have 14 years here. So yeah, That'll get me to retirement.
And you have an Irish accent. You're originally from Ireland, right?
Correct, Kemp. Originally from Dublin, Ireland, and ended up in the carpet business in England and got transferred out here for 3 years, but met my wife in Chicago. And I'm now a proud resident of the U.S.
Now, I know it was probably difficult to leave Mohawk where you had a leadership role.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people look at this, it's primarily because this is an excellent opportunity for you, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. I left only for the great opportunity that Lexmark brought to the table. Mohawk was a great company. I worked for great people there, like Michelle and Brian. Really enjoyed my time there and learned a lot there.
All right, so as we look at Lexmark, most people know it's owned by a private equity firm. Not too long ago, acquired Northwest. And you look at your business primarily in the commercial side. You focus in hospitality, and then you also have a budding but growing residential business as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So for us, residential is a niche but growing business. And we've got Rodney Motier here, who's our business leader for that. And he's doing a great job growing that business. As far as commercial, all we do is hospitality. So that is our singular focus. And that gives us flexibility that we can really support that customer base as well, if not better, than our large competitors.
And you're on the South, what they call South Connector in Dalton. You have all your buildings manufacturing here, right here in one location. So you're backwards integrated. You make your own yarn. You've got solution dyed nylon 6, solution dyed polyester. And everything you do is tufted Bartlem, right?
That is absolutely correct, yes. Yeah. So we are unusual in that we don't bring print to the market for hospitality. We feel that with our tufting capability, we can match any sort of pattern or any sort of look that a designer can create. And that's really our differentiator in the marketplace is if somebody can design it, we can build it, and we can get it to them on time and on budget. And that is a real differentiator for us.
And recently you've been investing in tufting equipment because I know that as Ed Williams was stepping out, Rodney was stepping in, he was talking about some of the investments that you were making, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would not believe the tufting capability we have. I mean, we've got pretty much every tufting machine that has been conceived, and we've got a great working relationship with Tufco, and they've really helped us develop the kind of equipment we need to serve the hospitality market and to a lesser extent the residential market.
And for you personally, you live in Vinings, so this is just a little bit further a commute than Mohawk was, right?
Yeah, Vinings is great to get to the airport because, as you know, I'll be on planes a lot. Yeah, it's an easy commute, no traffic all the way up to Dalton, so enjoy it.
Now, as we look at Lexmark in the hospitality commercial business, what do you think your market position is?
We feel like we're a firm number three behind Shaw and Mohawk. We do feel like we're the largest player that's exclusively focused on hospitality. Again, like I said earlier, our only commercial business is hospitality, so we're very devoted to making sure that we serve that customer base very well.
And a lot of people have been watching the hospitality business, especially with the Starwood, Marriott coming together. So when you start looking at the players out there in the North American market, there's really just four big players, right?
You're absolutely right. Just like in our business, there's a lot of consolidation going on. Hilton were number one prior to the Starwood Marriott merger. And then you've got a lot of smaller companies coming right behind that. But it's definitely the same consolidation we see in our industry is happening in that industry.
And the health of the hospitality sector, you were telling me a little bit earlier that a lot of the economists are thinking we still have another 3 or 4 more years of solid growth, right?
Yeah, we were just at an owners conference a week ago in San Diego, and most of those folks feel that there's a good 4 years of high occupancy. There is some concerns over the financing side, just because some loans are starting to mature, and that may change the way some of the owners look at their businesses. But in terms of how it will impact the construction side, there's a positive feeling that the next 4 years should continue to grow for us.
Now, you know, when you look at being the third largest player in the hospitality sector and you look at the two competitors ahead of you, they may not be as anxious about the fact that some properties are moving to a little bit more hard surface since they have something to offer there. So you're actually the largest supplier to the hospitality sector that's carpet only, right?
Yeah, that is correct. So some of the ways we try and combat that is to make sure that we've got a good area rug program that can go on top of hard surface. But we're also seeing a little bit of pullback on hard surface in hospitality in terms of some of the operators, more so than the brands, don't like the dual maintenance. And there's also been some slip and fall issues, as you would expect. So we think hard surface is going to stay, but we don't think it's going to continue to expand at the rate it was earlier.
I was at a luxury property in Charleston not too long ago, and they had put hardwood into the entryway, and they were tearing it out. And I asked the facilities guy, what's the story? And he said, well, you've heard of a megaphone, and these entryways into the room, when you put hard surface, it's like the vocal cord of the megaphone, and acoustically, it just wasn't soothing. So that's been an issue as well, right?
Yeah, acoustics is a major issue because, as you well know, as someone who stays in hotels a lot, you can normally hear what's above you. And if somebody's wearing high heels on an LVT floor above you, you know it. I know they've had a lot of complaints around noise levels as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, what is your first role as you step in as CEO?
That's a great question, Kemp. So I'm very lucky that Todd is around to help me manage the operational piece. So I'm able to focus on the customer-facing piece. So I'm spending a lot of time with the sales team and getting in front of customers to understand their needs better. And you'll certainly see us start to build out our team and really build better recognition in the market for what Lexmark can offer those four large end users and all the other end users who are out there buying carpet for hospitality.
Well, I've got to compliment the decision makers at Lexmark for bringing you in because you have a long flooring background and that should bode you well. Again, congratulations on this new role. I've been talking to Paul Cleary, the new CEO at Lexmark, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.